In our expert advice from the experts at Upstate today, we have orthopedic surgeon Dr. William Lavelle explaining what to do for a knot in your shoulder.
So this is what we do when we have patients who have a knot in their shoulder, as my parents would call it, or a muscle pull or muscle sprain. Typically, these happen very acutely. They can cause pretty traumatic pain in an isolated spot of your shoulder. And the best thing to do, be it as a cause from a problem with your neck or a problem with your shoulder, is first to stop the activity that has caused it. If that doesn't settle the symptoms down, the best thing to do, as a muscle is a unit that contracts and goes into spasm, is first to try to stretch that muscle as best as you can. So if that muscle is in fact a muscle on the back of your shoulder, the best thing to do is to try to stretch that muscle. Typically, I recommend patients to try to bring their arm across the chest and to try to stretch the muscle out in that way. If that doesn't help, the next best thing is to have someone to try to manually stretch the muscle out itself. There can be common areas that this happens to people over and over again, and in medicine we call those trigger points, because they trigger the muscle to go into spasm and to cause the patient's pain. If this happens over and over again, one of the things that we can do is actually a local injection into the area to try to break up the trigger point. There are oral medicines that can help too for symptoms that happen over and over again, but most of the time, patients simply just require to avoid the activity that causes them that kind of pain, and if it happens, again, the best thing to do is to try to immediately stretch the muscle to prevent it from going into what's called tetany or spasm.